This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
A new academic year starts today for Fayette County Public Schools. Like last August and the one before that, the district will see more students fill its classrooms. Today, reporter Brenna Angel begins a two-part series examining how Fayette County is handling the effects of rising enrollment.
At Stonewall Elementary in Lexington, 5-year-old Mallory Grimm is excited and ready for kindergarten. Earlier this month, a teacher assessed how well she understands basic shapes, colors, and words.
And if I say fun, what rhymes with fun?
Run.
Excellent.
Mallory has an older brother at Stonewall who at one point had to attend Picadome Elementary because of how the district school areas were drawn. For mom Margaret Grimm, the location wasn't ideal.
It's a good distance from here. It was more like a 20-25 minute drive in the morning with traffic, so we were thrilled when we were redistricted and could come close by. It's not fun driving by three schools on your way to school.
The opening of Wellington Elementary last year allowed the Grimms and some other families to shift to their neighborhood school. Stonewall Principal Bill Gatliff says enrollment at his school is holding steady and near capacity.
We're anticipating right around the same again, about 700, so I mean we're pretty full. It's not like we've got a lot of extra space.
Staff at Fayette County Public Schools Central Office keeps track of the current number of students and makes projections for future enrollment. Chief Operating Officer Mary Wright says that task was pretty simple in the late 90s and early 2000s when the district maintained just under 33,000 students.
What we found was probably about 4 or 5 years ago, we started seeing pretty significant increases in our enrollment, generally in the range from 600 to 800.
Over the past 10 years, Lexington has grown as a whole, but there are other factors contributing to the increased student population. Wright says Fayette County is attracting students who may have attended other schools. There are fewer dropouts, and more kids are entering public preschool and kindergarten.
From our perspective, growth is a good thing.
This year, Fayette County officials are expecting around 38,000 students, and Superintendent Tom Shelton says growth will likely continue and have a domino effect.
We're having larger and larger elementary classes coming in, but as those children are getting older, it's putting a real burden on our facilities at the middle and high school level.
Shelton says short-term and intermediate plans to alleviate overcrowding include expanded alternative programs in schools, such as the new all-male Carter G. Woodson Academy and the Locust Trace Agri-Science Farm. Redistricting is also used to balance out school population. To keep up with the growth, however, the district knows it needs to improve and add to its school facilities. Mary Wright says a local planning committee is currently reviewing a list of priorities.
We'll be looking at existing facilities to determine if we need to do updates, and as a part of those updates, if we need to add capacity at existing schools.
Back at Stonewall Elementary, construction crews are working on a more than $15 million renovation project. It will put many students this year in a large, portable classroom multiplex, what Principal Gatliff calls a learning village. The school is one of 14 projects currently in the design or construction phase for Fayette County, as the district looks for adequate room for its students. Reporting for WUKY News, I'm Brenna Angel.
And coming up tomorrow, Brenna reports on how Fayette County Public Schools is making plans for new construction, including a 6th traditional high school.